from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
There was an image that came out over the weekend of our Welcome to Bundy sign centre, where it's basically, it's the sign on the Isis Highway as you come into town.
Yep.
And it was graffitied with what was mentioned, or I suppose sprayed, as it would be called, a drug cesspit. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this, but last week, Bundy was labelled as that, a drug cesspit, by a former magistrate that worked here in Bundy, but now works down in Ipswich, and labelled our town as that. Now, drugs are in society. Mm-hmm. Can't deny that. And it's no point highlighting the fact that they are here in Bundy or they're not. It's up to whatever one wants to think and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But graffitiing, obviously that's not good. But is there any type of graffitiing that is good, do you think?
Well, there is artwork that's good and bad. And most people's artwork is, when they graffiti, is really good. And some people do it not to do it in to get into trouble, but do it because that's what they like doing. So it's kind of like me when I ride BMX. It's like a hobby. Like, people like doing artwork for fun. Like, they don't mean to do it to get into trouble.
Mm. And I suppose there's like a time and a place for it. I suppose like not at night time when you look like you're being a bit dodgy, but like maybe a building, like a business has hired you to do it, not a train station or a shopping centre or a bus or something like that.
Yeah.
Sam, thanks for the call. Is graffitiing ever okay in your book?
Yeah, I reckon. Some of it's really arty. I mean, look at those places down in Melbourne, like the laneways and stuff. That's awesome. Some of that stuff like is worth a tourist visit just to see that.
Yeah, that's what Sienna was just talking about. You were saying about all the laneways, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I was saying that, like, some of it looks really, like, creative, and, like, some of it can be, like, very horrible, but in a way some looks very, very artistic.
I think there's some of it like is art, and other like tagging's that's rubbish. But the people actually put some effort into doing artwork, I think it's cool.
Hey Lachlan, do you think graffitiing's ever okay?
I think it's cool if it's in like an art gallery or like on those walls for that sort of thing. But if you just go in and tag and trains and shopping centres and stuff, that's not very cool.
Yeah, like our Welcome to Bundy sign where you write a message with it saying drug cesspit obviously isn't a nice thing to read, especially for tourists coming into town, but I suppose, like, the walls in the main street where some of them are graffiti that Sienna just mentioned, they look good.
Yeah, the
sort of, like, art stuff, that kind of looks cool. But anyway, that art stuff, but then it's art, but then some idiot goes and tags it and then it wrecks it anyway. So maybe just cut out the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right, Steve, how are you going?
Steve, how are you, mate?
Good. Talking about the laneways in Melbourne, obviously, you know I'm from there.
Yeah.
There is one in particular that I know tourists do go and see. It's called ACDC Lane.
Yeah.
It is done as a tribute to ACDC. And if you go on Google and look up the images, you'll see it. It's all done just as graffiti and artwork, it's a combination. It's magnificent.
Yeah, Steve, like, what do you think about this idea? I thought about it when I read this story about the sign being graffitied. There's obviously people in Bundy that like to do that kind of thing. What if there was an actual place, say it was a laneway or a street or an old abandoned building here in town, where they had the opportunity to go and showcase their work, if that's what you want to call it? If it was a nice thing that was going on, well, not something that says drug cesspit, but obviously something nice. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. Like, obviously, not on the main street because there'd be too many people against that, but to have an area sort of just off somewhere would be good. But the only problem will be idiots, we'll call them, go there and spray over it with just tagging it with their name over the top of it once it's all done. And that's where it ruins it, unfortunately. But the idea is definitely a good one. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.